Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grand Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Molly and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Brad Biggs joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. He is the football man from the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station, and our dear friend, Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Really enjoying the draft buildup, Brad, because I think there is just a slight bit of suspense about how it's going to fall. And really, I'm very curious to see what Ryan Pace does. I saw a headline this morning that said, and you don't often see these kind of headlines, Ryan Pace doesn't see Bears trading into first round. Well, I mean, is that a shock to anybody?
Oh, wow.
Freaking news. Story at 11. Give me a break.
Boy, I don't see him trading in around one. As we've talked about, I would be surprised if he traded in around two. Yeah, based on how he's been able to draft in the middle rounds, he's got to feel relatively confident that he can get a good football player for them at 87 in the third round without having to move up. And hey, if they're on the clock and there's a decent sized group of players that they like and they don't have to move down too far and someone wants to pay the price, maybe they could slide down a little bit. Who knows? You've got to have people talk about that all the time. The reality is you got to have a buyer to be able to make a move down. But I think they can do just fine for themselves at 87 and then turn the page toward the Saturday picks and get some more players that can come in and create competition for them at a couple positions.
Brad, you weigh in on the Robbie Gould story this morning in the Tribune, and I thought it was very interesting. You put both sides out there. And the one thing that I think stood out to me was this sentence. What can't be overlooked is that performance could not have been the driving factor in the Bears' original decision to cut Gould and replace him with Connor Barth. That was in 2015. That's the part of the story you don't hear as often as you hear about Robbie wanting to return to Chicago. How big of a factor do you think it is?
Well, I think it's significant. Listen, Robbie Gould in 2015, his final season with the Bears and Ryan Pace's first with the Bears, made 33 of 39 field goals. And so that's just a tick under 85%. Which at that time was consistent with his career average on field goals. It wasn't his best season by any stretch, but was a fine season and fell in line with what he had done. The offseason came. The Bears paid him a $500,000 roster bonus that was part of his contract. Preseason came along. He did have two missed extra points in the preseason finale against the Cleveland Browns, but that's not the kind of performance that gets your franchise's all-time leading scorer released. So I don't think there's any way you could shape that decision, which was on the Sunday before the start of the regular season, as one that was solely based on performance. And there's three factors that have made this move looked particularly bad for the Bears. Number one, since releasing Robbie Gould, the Bears are 31st in the National Football League in field goal percentage. Robbie basically hasn't missed in a season with the Giants and two in San Francisco. And then Bears opponents, guys, Also, don't miss. Bears opponents are, it's nearly 94% on field goals in that same time span. So you watch it, because, and I just came across that statistic because, you know, after a season and a half of it at least, right, after a game, I'm like, boy, when's the last time an opponent's even missed a field goal against them? It seems like they all go in, and you look it up, and that just kind of adds to their woes, I guess, in that regard. But Robbie reportedly telling the 49ers that he would like out of San Francisco, and so we'll have to see what direction this story takes.
You know, it's interesting when you start thinking about power rankings of teams and talent of rosters and who has the most talent in all these NFL teams. And, you know, I don't know where you're at with the NFC North, but, you know, the Bears obviously have 5 picks, the first coming at 87. They got a pretty good roster. They need a lot of depth. But the Packers have 10 picks. The Vikings have 8. I think the Lions have 9. The Packers will have 4 players taken before the Bears draft, the Vikings 3 and the Lions 2. How much better can these teams get, and have they gotten in the offseason versus what you've seen the Bears do?
They could get better, but, you know, those Packers picks have got a hit.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't they've had some up-and-down drafts the last couple of years in Green Bay, I think.
Yeah.
So if they can hit on their picks – yeah, they could get significantly better. Some people have suggested they could grab a quarterback early in the draft, which is certainly how they got Aaron Rodgers, but that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me for a couple reasons. One, you've got a new head coach, and they've got enough roster issues where you need to get this guy some help with players that can get on the field right away and perform. And you need to build the thing back up around Aaron Rodgers. So adding a quarterback, while that might be great if you're thinking about 2021 or something in that regard, that's not going to help that franchise reload. That would be more of a rebuild, in my opinion. So we'll see what happens there. The Lions have certainly gotten better on defense through the free agency period. And then Minnesota, who knows, guys, they might use about half those draft picks on offensive linemen.
Well, you know, this is the thing that's really interesting, because I think going into last year, teams like Minnesota and Jacksonville were considered the most among the most talented rosters in the league.
Ready to take off.
Yeah, and now look where they're at. I just, that's what worries you about the Bears. So much of it comes down to quarterback.
Right.
And certainly that was the case with both those franchises.
Yeah. I mean, Jacksonville looked like it was loaded everywhere but quarterback. Right. And then that didn't really pan out for them. Minnesota, they need to get a little bit better around Cousins. And I think Cousins needs to play better as well. They had some injuries last year. There's no question about that. So that's going to be interesting. You know, is Mike Zimmer's message going to resonate in the locker room in Minnesota? We'll have to see. But they can certainly add a player or two to that offensive line that can help them out, and they can be a better football team by the time they get to training camp.
Brad, back to Gold for a second. So if you're Ryan Pace and you're looking at this team and you're looking at your window and you're looking at this roster and what you don't have, and you don't have a kicker, and you know that there are issues with Robbie Gold and there might be some high-maintenance concerns, do you get everybody in a room? Do you get Ted and George and whoever else you need to get in a room, and you say, okay, we realize that there are personality concerns. We realize that there might be a lot of things that come with Robbie Gold returning to Hallis Hall, but it's worth it because we were one kicker short of maybe going to the Super Bowl this year. We don't want that to happen again. We can't let that happen again. Let's make this happen. Is that realistic, and would you go that route?
I think certainly they'll have a discussion. They probably need to have a discussion about it. There's no question in my mind about that. You know, I don't know how many times a team looks at itself and says we're just a kicker away from going to the Super Bowl. I think Super Bowl teams aren't, you don't stack them up based on their kicker or a couple of those other positions, okay? If you can avoid having one of the four or five worst kickers in the league, you're probably feeling pretty darn good about yourself if that's one of the equations for getting to the Super Bowl, if that makes sense. You know, you don't look at the four teams when they get to the AFC, NFC Championship week, and you say, well, hey, look at their kicker. They got one of the best in the league. I don't think you stack it up that way. But you need to have a discussion because they've got three guys with no NFL experience really, or almost none, and you need to be able to make a decision to make your football team better because it's a huge question.
And I'm with you on all that. And yet, you know, it's not as important, but it is important when you get there. And boy, it's nice if New England has the best kicker in the league every year. But I'll tell you something. What's really weird to me is you got to give up something to get this guy, right? Mm-hmm. He's the property of another team.
How many times do you go out and trade for a kicker?
He wants to kick for a while. So you're going to have him as the highest paid kicker in the league on you got to give him a 3-year deal or something? I'm just saying, assets have to be distributed in a correct fashion. You just came away from giving a guy, how much money do you have invested in a kicker going into this thing because you had to get rid of a guy? I don't know that you can keep spending money on kickers.
He'd have to give them the hometown discount as
yes,
well.
Yes, he would.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Cody Parkey, guys, I don't know what he's got planned for 2019. He can certainly budget on $3.5 million showing up in his bank account this year, courtesy of the Bears. Yeah. They are still paying him, even though he's a former employee.
It's not a bad deal.
I'm just saying. So you're going to spend $8 million on a kicker this year? That's kind of nuts.
And that's what you'd be. That's what you'd be looking
at. And you would regret not spending that if you are kept out of the playoffs or advancing in the playoffs because you missed a 38-yard field goal with 37 seconds to go.
No question about that. But again, I go back to why'd they get in this position in the first place?
Right.
It wasn't because he was missing kicks. You know, he had couple poorly timed misses in that 2015 season, but you go to his body of work over the course of the entire year.
You're saying it's personal more than professional.
That's what it appears to me.
Yeah, that's an issue. That's a conversation you have to have then.
Right.
If that is getting in the way of the Bears being as good as they can be, that's a conversation you've got to have.
Right, but is the answer going to change? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the unanswerable question.
All right, Big Z.
Good stuff, Brad.
We'll be talking.
Thanks a lot.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.